Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. The title of the story is The Lion, the Ass, and the Fox are the three personalities in our today's story. A lion, an ass, and a fox were hunting in company and caught a large quantity of game. The ass was asked to divide the spoil. This he did very fairly, giving each an equal share. The fox was well satisfied, but the lion flew into a great rage over it. And with one stroke of his huge paw, he added the ass to the pile of slain. Then he turned to the fox. "You divide it," he roared angrily. The fox wasted no time to talking. He quickly piled all the game into one great heap. From this, he took a very small portion for himself, such undesirable bite as the horns and hoofs of a mountain goat and the end of an ox tail. The lion now recovered his good humor entirely. "Who taught you to divide so fairly?" he asked pleasantly. "I learned a lesson from the ass," replied the fox, carefully edging away. Learn from the misfortunes of others.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Beat at Your Service. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Lantern. A new story, a new perspective, a new day, a new life. Thank you for listening to us. Let's go through the beautiful story of today, which I'm really interested in because in my own personal life, I have a special mindset that I'm really rebellious about experience. I mean, using the experience of other people. There are always people before us and maybe after us who we go through an experience which may be useful for our lives. The thing I want to tell you is that you shouldn't think that way, that okay, we have to experience everything by ourselves. Sometimes you have to stop this mindset, think, learn, and believe that maybe other people's experience may be helpful too. But, you know, it's not always that easy, in my opinion. But sometimes you have to consider the cost of not going through another people's experience. For example, in the story of the tiny smart fox of today, we saw that the cost of experiencing a new thing was really high, that the fox decided to actually choose the experience of another animal. This is the same about our own life too. You know, when we are children, we learn and fail all the time. We fall off bikes, I don't know, we may get hurt and, I don't know, do something incorrectly, tell someone what we shouldn't tell them, and so on. But that's just what kids do. As adults, we tend to move into areas of core competency. Sigh a breath of relief, like, hooray, no more feeling like I'm constantly falling at every day and everything. But this is exactly the problem. When you think you are tangled with the pride of being an adult, you will face the problem of avoiding using other people's experience because you fear this failure. You fear like being failed in every aspect of your life. But you shouldn't forget that. We all shouldn't forget that. This is life. Life is a test. And you cannot pass a test unless you understand that you have to learn new things in new level lives.
The lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
You know, fortunately, in the internet age, it's not just easy to learn, but also to learn from other people, so you'll have a model to go from and you won't feel so alone in your endeavors. Like, I'm gonna tell you one of the most important tips of using other people's experience. Books! Yeah, exactly. The best way by far that I myself have found to connect with the experiences of others is to read what they have written. I mean books. Articles are good too, but I find that you really get to know a person through a book. As you journey with that person page by page, you can fully appreciate your experience, stop, reflect, think, and apply lessons learned to your own life too. And this is the most important part. There are many books in this area, I don't know, such as many special and famous poets of all time like Sa'di, I don't know, Hafez, Rumi, and so on, that we have and we can go read their books. But also, one of the most important way to use the experience of other people is the Holy Quran, the religion, you know? And in connection with the importance of using the experiences of others, Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace be upon him, says, wisdom is the preservation of experiences. You know? وَالْعَقْلُ حِفْظُ التَّجَارِبِ. It means that if you are too wise, if you can use your brain correctly, you have to understand that you cannot go through any experience by yourself. You have to preserve the experience of other people. You have to learn them. You have to save them. You know, human being finds the right way to face future events and doesn't fall into error in similar cases in compared to the past experiences. So, it doesn't mean that you are weak if you are using other people's experience. Sometimes, because I don't know, it is about prejudice, pride, or whatever it is, we feel like we cannot use other people's experiences because we are weak. No, it's not a weakness. It's a power. It's a power to know that you don't have a lot of time in this world. Your time is limited, so you have to use it wisely. And this wisdom comes from using other people's experiences. So, don't forget to read books. And don't forget that this experience that is written here in that book by 1,000 years is so much more than what you can go through in your limited time in this life. Don't be rebellious. Sometimes you have to stop, reflect, and think and choose the best way. Thank you for listening to this episode. It was all the time we had for today. I bid you farewell.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.